Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hope day. That means Big Brother is on. You all caught up on Big Brother, Vinny?
I sure am. I think it's on tonight, right?
Yeah, tonight, tomorrow, Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'm caught up.
God.
You liking it or what?
Yeah, I like it. It's, I like it. It's not the most exciting season.
It doesn't sound like it, too.
No, I do. I love it. I'll watch it every single night. But it's, you know, sometimes I'm like driven. Oh, my God, I can't wait to talk about that. And mostly I'm just like, OK, well, that happened. I'm excited to see if anybody can take themselves off the block. Were you I was a little bit bummed by her selections because I actually love Bailey and Davon. I'm like, I don't want either one of them to leave. But, you know, I guess someone has to leave every. No, no spoiler. Right. That's Sunday.
Yeah, that was Sunday. I don't know what to make of how incredibly racist it all seems. I hate to say it.
Agree.
But I feel like there's, you know what? Unfortunately, this is something that I've admitted to you guys already once before. I'm naive. I'm dumb. I don't live in a world where that's in my face a lot. And so this year has been a real wake-up call in the sense that I felt like we were in a much better place, racially speaking, than we are. And now that I've been, you know, it's become such an important topic in our daily lives, I can't help but look through that lens. And here I am looking at them
throwing up. Hey, she just put the two black girls up, right?
Yeah, what the? I get it in a sense that people have different alliances and sometimes you just go with the people you're most familiar with or who you feel like you have something in common with. So maybe that's how, you know, lines were drawn, so to speak, but from looks, just seeing the two black faces get put up, I'm like, oh my God, that's a bad look. Sheesh.
Well, she sort of justified it by saying, you told me that that's your untouchable. So one of you's going to get touched this week. And she, you know,
I'm not saying it's racist. I'm saying it's a bad look. And I'm unfortunately that this is just where I'm at in my, I don't know, evolution or whatever you want to call it, my wokeness, I don't know, but I'm just at this place where I feel like suddenly all this stuff's been pushed to the right in front of my face and I didn't think we were there. I naively thought we were better than that.
Well, they'll both battle for the veto tonight and good luck to both of them. I hate to see them broken up. The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. We're teaming up to raise money for first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries in the San Francisco First Responders Stair Climb. This year, the event is virtual. Hurry up and complete the challenge September 11th. That is that this weekend? What's the 9th?
Yeah, so Friday. The 13th was Sunday, so yeah, that's Friday.
So starting Friday through October 11th by going to radioalice.com/sfstairclimb. And while you're there, there's a big donation button. You can click on that. Any update on, we need to raise $2,500.
Yeah, we've hit our goal. Thanks to our lovely listeners. We're super appreciative. And but the total that the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb, you know, Foundation we're trying to reach is still not even halfway there yet. So whatever we can donate
what's
to help
the total
the entire,
that they're trying to
we're going
to
for
reach?
$150,000 for all the teams combined. And right now we're at $71,000. So
okay.
You know, every dollar counts.
It does. Well, you know,
well, we should
a big
see that number
button.
Jump this Friday or at least the beginning of
yes. As people start to kick in and complete their challenge. Mm-hmm. So go to RadioAlice.com/SFStairClimb. All the information you need is there to participate or just to donate. So Tenet, I've been hearing a lot about this movie. I don't know much about it except that it's a Christopher Nolan movie and that there's a lot of buzz about it, but I don't know what the premise is. And I'd like to go into movies that way. Not that I go into movies anymore, I just assume everything's going to get streamed to me eventually. So also coronavirus. It made $20.2 million in America over Labor Day weekend. So that pre-pandemic, that would be terrible. That's a flop. But it's huge. It's the biggest gross in North America since theaters reopened. It hit theaters overseas last weekend. So its global total so far is $146.2 million.
Wow.
And they're thinking, analysts are saying it's looking like $500 million. Possibly in box office receipts, and then it'll move to on demand and rentals. So Tenet, I think Hooman is reviewing Tenet and the new live action Mulan next Thursday.
Next Thursday, that's correct.
So New Mutants is another movie that's out apparently. That earned $3.5 million in its second weekend. And the Russell Crowe thriller Unhinged took in 1.7. I mean, there is a whole box office breakdown. It's just that altogether, it's under $30 million. So if you're going to movies, good for you. Be careful.
So that's not available to rent then right now?
Apparently not.
Okay. Or I should say, or to buy, or to... How are they doing it? It was an expensive rental, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how they did the World Tour? Trolls World
yes.
Tour was like $20 to rent. So it's not allowed to do that. Okay.
Right. So as far as I know, that's not available as a rental. They're trying to do a regular box office release. But I have to say that the Trolls World Tour 2, whatever the hell it was, that made a ton of money because people are like, I will happily spend $20 to watch this at home. It's still less than the price of four tickets, you know, for you and your family and popcorn and everything else. And I can pause it whenever I want.
Right.
And I'm not, you know, trying to see around tall guy's head. So I had really thought that we were going to see a lot more releases that way. But a lot of what we're seeing is kind of kids movies and a lot of Disney stuff.
So I just pulled up Tenet, and the budget to make the movie was between $200 and $225 million.
Damn.
So they still have a long way to go before they're in profit. I'm sure it'll get there, but... That was a big budget movie, it looks like.
Yeah, huge. It did well globally, and all the Chinese movie theaters, I believe, are open again. I think they all opened up a week or two ago. So maybe it will. I don't know. Globally, it makes back its money. But here in America, it made $20 million, which they're actually saying was amazing over Labor Day. Over Labor Day in the Bay Area... Jason Momoa was hanging out. He was on his bike riding around.
Oh.
His motorcycle. And he stopped over. Let's see. I guess somebody posted him on the Bay Bridge on a motorcycle. He was cruising. He was working on a motorcycle. And then he went to a place called Tacos Oscar in Oakland.
Hmm.
And they're mostly wearing masks. And they're all in a very small space where they make tacos. And they're very
delicious.
Excited to have their, oh my God, I know, tacos. Mm.
I heard he also went to Specialized in Morgan Hill.
Oh, did he really? Of course he did. That's fantastic.
So
he did a whole tour.
Into motorcycles, but also into cycling as well.
Yep. But he cruised all around the Bay Area for Labor Day. The air was not, we didn't have our best showing. It was 1,000 degrees and the air was orange.
The air looks pretty weird out there right now as well. I don't know what it's like where you are.
It's so
gnarly out here.
Yeah, it's like very creepy here in the city.
Weird mauve sky.
Yep.
Ugh. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I don't really want to wish for wind because I get that that's not helping the firefighting situation. But holy, we live on a different planet with our pinkish-orange sun. Yuck. Oh, boy. All right. Anyway, that's, he enjoyed it maybe more than the rest of us did here in the actual Bay Area hanging out. He visited and went, well, this is neat. Let's go everywhere and have tacos. This is interesting. Tell me what you think of this. The Motion Picture Academy, that's the Oscars people, they are taking concrete steps to address the whole Oscars So White controversy. Starting in 2024... any movie that's nominated for Best Picture has to meet 2 of 4 new diversity standards. So here they are. Standard number 1. At least one of the lead actors or significant supporting actors must be from underrepresented racial or ethnic groups, or at least 30% of all actors in secondary or minor roles, or a main storyline, theme, or narrative must be centered on an unrepresented group. That is standard number one. Standard number two establishes a similar standard of diversity for creative leadership and crew roles. Standard number three requires that the film provide paid apprenticeship and an internship opportunities to underrepresented groups or training opportunities and skills development for underrepresented crew. And standard number four requires that a film's marketing, publicity, and distribution have multiple in-house senior executives from underrepresented groups. You have to meet two of those four requirements starting in 2024.
All right.
That may help. That's, and at least it's a concrete step. Not just saying,
here's
we
what
should
I have
be
to say
more diverse.
About that in general, and it sort of crosses over into some of the national anthem, you know, controversy as well. Mm-hmm. These are made up awards.
Yeah.
They're made up.
Yep.
And they're not sacred, and there should be changes made, and I'm not even bummed about it at all. And so for those people who are like, why would you, who cares?
Right.
You know what? We should promote diversity, period. And we shouldn't have these, what do they call those? Sacred cows. There just shouldn't be there. It shouldn't be this thing like, oh God, now you're changing the, yeah, why not? Who cares?
We're changing it up.
It doesn't matter. It's, you know what? Let's promote that. Let's do a better job. Big deal. Who cares?
Well, Vinny has
spoken. Some people get so upset about things where you just go, Jesus, who cares? You know.
Right. Change the name of the football team. No more squad. It's
God
like,
didn't
right.
pick that and hand it to us, you know, like he did the Ten Commandments. Now, those are something else. Right, Sarah?
Those are look, they're a decent set of rules, you know.
Right.
I'm not saying there's nothing, you know, valid in that, but, you know, the golden rule. Treat others as you would have them treat you.
Right.
If that means adding some diversity to Oscars So White, let's do it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Last month, Sacha Baron Cohen was caught filming something in his Borat getup. So it turns out he was finishing Borat 2, and the movie is already finished. So it's done. No word on when it's coming out or where, but here is a description of the plot that has leaked out or been put out. The sequel finds Borat thinking he's a big movie star after the success of the original 06 film made him famous, so he's trying to hide from the public by pretending to be someone else and starts meeting and interviewing people incognito. It's also been described as Cohen playing Borat playing Cohen. Sacha Baron Cohen, I know, has been spotted pulling some pranks this summer. He crashed a right-wing event disguised as a country singer, and he tried to interview Rudy Giuliani while wearing a pink bikini. So no word on whether either of those stunts were for the movie, but they were for the movie, obviously.
Right. Of course they were.
So if you have been saying to yourself, I really need more Borat, your wish is going to come true. And I'm assuming that the Kazakhstan people are underrepresented, so maybe he'll be eligible for an Oscar in a few years. You should hold that movie till 2024, Sasha. Boy, some people, they work their whole lives. They try to, you know, break into the business. Other people are famous because they're royalty, and they get a Netflix deal. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have signed a deal with Netflix. I don't know what they're going to do, but they got some plans, apparently. Variety says they've signed a deal with Netflix. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex, who I don't even think can use those titles anymore. They moved to California earlier this year. They got a place in Santa Barbara. They finally bought a place. They've been pitching movie and TV plans all around Hollywood. And they've got a multi-year deal at Netflix. They'll make documentaries, feature films, scripted television shows, and children's series. Congratulations, guys. They've also, it looks like they're finalizing their divorce from Britain because they just paid the government or paid the taxpayers. I don't know how this works exactly. They paid back the $3 million that was spent renovating their home there. They had that Frogmore cottage that they moved into right when they got married. And then the taxpayers footed the bill for a $3 million renovation. And then they got the out of the country.
Right.
And the taxpayers were like, hey, we just fixed up that house for you. And now they have sent the $3 million back to settle that up. They will still stay there. Apparently, when they're in the UK, that's still their house. And they've officially paid $3 million for it now. So that's what the Royals are up to. And
super weird. That is super weird, don't you think?
The whole thing is kind of weird. Like, I'm actually sort of happy for them that they've escaped. It doesn't, I mean, they make it sound terrible. But it is weird that you can go, hey, taxpayers, we're going to fix up this.
You know, I
you're going to pay for it.
I believe in coupling up. I do. I like being in I think relationships can be really good for you. But I hope it works out for him because he's basically left his country and his family behind.
I thought the same thing.
So,
I
don't
like,
know
boy,
why
he's
people
really...
are like, good for them. Ooh. He's left everything for that girl. So I hope that they are, you know.
I hope it's forever.
Yep, me too.
Hope she's satisfied because she's got it all now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else she can want. Hope she's going to get sick of boning him soon. Anyway, we'll leave you with that to ponder. what's coming up in the news, Vin?
I'll do a few fast facts and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.